Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the moon. I'm your host for this evening, Lawrence Ray. And today I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Ricardo Martinez. But more importantly, today we have the pleasure of interviewing Renato Salazar, long-time youth development warrior at El Zonte and Bitcoin program manager at nonprofit New Story. How are you doing today, my friend? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. And greetings from Hope House in El Zonte.
Greetings. Yes, it's awesome to have you here. Thank you so much for being our guest today. I'm sure we've got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about for our listeners. But yeah, I guess first question to get us off the bat. Your background obviously is around El Zonte, and you're working with Bitcoin with New Story, and before that you're at Strike. What's your story around El Zonte and Bitcoin Beach? Like, how did you first get involved in the whole project?
Okay, first of all, I've been close to the community for several years before it started as Bitcoin Beach. You know, my friends here with, you know, Roman, Jorge, here being the leaders, the community leaders here. They start to work with the community, with kids, with teenagers. So I was part of it, you know, helping them with some activities. And it started to evolve the Bitcoin Beach concept, right? So then they started, you know, all the revolution with Bitcoin here in El Zonte. And I was just, you know, like I was just looking around, you know, I was just part of it, but they were actually doing the whole effort of creating the financial ecosystem here. That's how we started.
Gotcha. Was that like your first, introduction to Bitcoin, or was it something that you'd dealt with before?
Yes, it was my first introduction here.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Was like, if you're being honest, what was the first thing you thought when you first heard up? I want to know what your honest thoughts were. And you're like, what the hell is this crap? Or is it a scam?
Actually, that was my first impression. Like, what the heck is Bitcoin? You know, it was Jorge, you know, trying to send me, oh, come on, download this, download that, and I'm going to send you some Bitcoin. I was so, what am I going to do with that, right? But then I learned, you know, they taught me how to use it and, you know, how to, actually, it triggers, you know, the financial side of me, you know, that open the reality of people, you know, that how the system works, you know, that's what it triggered on me. So it was pretty cool, you know, like an eye opener situation.
Yeah, nice. I guess do you know how long ago it was that Bitcoin kind of entered the fold, entered the story of El Zonte, like the community project? When was that? I'm trying to think how long ago I first heard about it.
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Right, it's 3 years ago. Yeah, I think it was during COVID that I heard about it.
Right before COVID.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool. Like that you had that introduction at that time, especially when the price was a bit lower, so you had a chance to stack some more sats. I can understand how like it would feel like a kind of, I don't know, I feel like it would feel potentially like a bit of a pyramid scheme or something. You know, you worry your friends get involved in something, and then you understand it. You're like, oh, okay, no, it's not that bad. For sure. And then for people out there listening, I guess we should clarify that, like, Bitcoin Beach is a local project where, like, helping children learn to surf, keep fit, etc. And then it's obviously like grown and become a project where Bitcoin is like a Bitcoin circular economy, and is like a shining example of how it can help the local communities gain financial independence. So yeah, you obviously you're involved in that. How did you end up getting involved with Strike? Because that's kind of like the next part of the story, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, as Bitcoin Beach start to bring attention from Bitcoiners, you know, and companies and enthusiasts or Bitcoin enthusiasts, you know, Jack and his friends came to El Zonte, and you know, they learn about the community and they work with us around here. And they say, like, they wanted to be part of this, you know, help the community, because Strike is a very useful tool for remittances. And as you know, like Lightning wallet. So my friend and I started to work with them, you know, here in the community, and, you know, showing people how to use Strike, how to use Bitcoin, and how they can take advantage with remittances. And, you know, remittances here is a big thing. You know, there's 400 million a year sent through remittances. So it's a lot of the GPD here. That's how I started with Strike. And then, you know, Bitcoin Law became, you know, when Bitcoin started as a legal tender a few months later that. So everything exploded here, you know. It brought a lot of companies, a lot of work, a lot of development, and it put El Salvador in the eye of the, you know, in the Bitcoin world.
How many people are actually using Bitcoin for remittances, like that you know personally, as opposed to like the traditional rails like Western Union or whatever?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers because it's hard to tell, you know, like it's like to know everybody, like everybody, you know, movement, you know, with their wallets. But there's a statistic that said that it increased like 25%, you know, it would be 25 or 35% of remittances. Remember that we're still like learning how to use this, right? For our community, for our people, which is the 80% of the population that don't have access to a financial system here. So we are still on that curve.
Yeah, there's a lot of learning to do for a lot of people. But I, I'm trying to think when I was there, it was November 21, I think, whenever the adopting Bitcoin conference was. But I was pretty happy with, like, I've been talking to people, just general people, like taxi drivers and stuff, and just asking, like, hey, dude, honestly, what's your opinion? Is this thing a pain in the ass, or is this something that, you know, you're interested in? And generally, people seem like at least open-minded. Like, if they, you know, some people were a bit like, oh, look, you know, I haven't got into it yet, but I'm like, I'm trying to like understand it. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, these people are vaguely open-minded that I spoke to, you know, varying ages. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, I guess if you're being honest, and obviously this is a bit of a personal question, so feel free to tell me to F off. But if you're being honest, like how much of the time are you finding that you use Bitcoin compared to dollars? Like, have you got like a rough like idea of like how often you'd use Bitcoin in your life? Is it like a lot or not much? Or
how often do I use it?
Yeah, like do you like live on Bitcoin or dollars or a mix? Or I don't know, I'm just interested to find out.
I will say a mix because I do my bill payment through Bitrefill using Bitcoin, of course. And I get to pay some stuff, you know, also on different restaurants, you know, where Strike has some promotions, some good deals going on. So we take advantage of those.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, I suppose it would be, I guess where it makes sense, right? Because with bill pay, there's like an incentive to do it, and then some restaurants don't accept it, some do, as you said, some have deals. So sometimes it is just, you know, easier maybe to spend your fiat, spend your dollars, especially if a place doesn't accept Bitcoin. It's like a big hassle. I remember sometimes when we were going around, it was like, you know, part of me is like, yeah, I should be orange pilling or whatever. And sometimes, but then some of me is like, yeah, I just want to eat my fish and leave. Like, I want to go on with my day. I don't have like all day to orange pill people. So that's the reality, I guess. But okay, no, that's cool. And I suppose, I was going to ask you if you use Bitrefill, but obviously the answer is yes for like bill payment. Things like that. When did you first hear about Bitrefill, actually? I'm just curious now. Like, we don't usually talk about Bitrefill that much on a podcast, but I'm just interested, like, when you first heard about us.
Well, it was here in Horizonte, you know, that you guys, I don't know if it was Sergey that came here. So that was the first time that I heard about Bitrefill. And then, you know, you guys start to do more work over here, you know, getting more vendors or brands, you know, into your app. So it became a big deal. Actually, you know, when Strike started here, people was using Bitrefill to get, you know, video game, you know, accessories.
Free Fire Diamonds. I remember that period.
Yes, diamonds. That was the thing, yeah.
Yeah, Free Fire Diamonds. That was like a internal like currency, like a joke, like internal currency. It was like, oh, Free Fire Diamonds are them, you know, that's it, you know, that's what you want. Because there was so many Free Fire Diamond like cards getting purchased. It was just like, it was this sort of thing. I remember that. So yeah, I guess it's quite cool. Like you ended up obviously, you're helping the community stuff. You ended up working with Strike. What was it like, many community-based stuff and like any kind of marketing or anything? Or was it mainly like just kind of community management sort of based stuff, or what was the role? What was that role kind of like working with them?
It was more like it started like a brand ambassador. That's how it started, and then when the Bitcoin law started, and you know, they opened an office in San Salvador, and all the, you know, it required a stronger infrastructure. So I became a partnerships manager. So that was my job right there. Pretty cool, by the way.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I can imagine. Damn. Okay. That's, yeah, it's an awesome way to, like, because especially when you're starting as a brand ambassador and then you work your way up, it's pretty cool.
Yes, you get to know a lot of people. You know how it is, the Bitcoin environment, and how people is very passionate about the work and about, you know, the freedom and, you know, financial inclusion. That's what I love about Strike.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hey, I mean, I started a bit refill, I think like 3 hours or 4 hours a week as a brand ambassador. So, and then I've slowly, you know, progressed. So yeah, I kind of know what you mean. And so what you're doing now, obviously, yeah, what you're doing at Strike was awesome, but now you've moved on. So yeah. Please feel free to tell us about your current project. Well, what are you working on right now? Who are you working with? Give us the lowdown. Explain it to me as if I've never heard of what you're doing, and yeah, as if I'm the audience, basically.
Cool. Well, New Story is a nonprofit organization that gives access to families to get their homes. You know, the families that live in inadequate homes. I don't know if the word I pronounce it well. So the idea is to give them the tools so families can get a decent home. At the end of the day, that's it. You know, because you know how our culture here in Central America, families don't have access to any bank service. That's, you know, same as a financial inclusion, right? So New Story gives the tools for that. So we are providing homes for families at this point. And here in El Zonte, they're gonna pay the micro mortgage using Bitcoin for that home. So this is a big thing here for the community, for El Salvador, and for the Bitcoin community, of course, you know, providing homes for people.
Gotcha. Yeah, I saw something on the website about mortgages on the blockchain and like about Bitcoin. So like, what's your kind of your role is obviously as the Bitcoin program manager. Like, what would that encompass? So what's kind of like your overarching goal, right? Like in that role, and what's your kind of like day to day kind of thing like? Because obviously, it's Bitcoin program manager isn't the kind of role you see on every job board. So it's interesting to hear like what that's about, like what you get up to.
Yeah, because New Story is not a crypto company, right? So I'm doing the developing the Bitcoin program. What is it about? Is that we're gonna teach families how to use Bitcoin so they can pay. So how they can use BitRefill actually, because that's something that I wanted to mention, that we're gonna work with BitRefill so families can pay through BitRefill their homes. So basically, I'm gonna teach families how to use it. And I'm gonna be I'm starting since the very beginning of the construction until, you know, families get to know how to use by themselves to pay and how to use Bitcoin.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So it's kind of like yeah, you'll help. Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm just rationalizing it in my head. So you'll help kind of project manage. Yeah, so there'll be, say, for example, you've got, I don't know, a random number, 20 families, and, you know, there's been, like, donations, et cetera, and you're trying to help them kind of start up. Obviously, you'll come in at, like, yeah, as you said, the construction phase, and then it's, like, kind of helping them essentially get ready, get prepared, like, learn to pay the mortgages, et cetera, with Bitcoin and the bills and the things they need to do. And is it that, like, a New Story will be kind of accepting or is accepting already, like, Bitcoin donations as well? And so that's why?
Yes, they are. They are. That's how it started actually, because they received a donation of Bitcoin, and that's how I wasn't part of the team at that time, but that's what triggered, you know, to start, you know, exploring this path, you know, to use Bitcoin and receiving payments with Bitcoin. So, and I'm sorry that I didn't add this. I mentioned this as the, it's not only to show people how to use it, but, you know, it's starting from how to download the app. What is the best, you know, use that you can have for your Bitcoin wallet? You know, how it's not only for paying, you know, how you can stack sats, you know, it's financial education at the end of the day. And actually we have right now, we have right now 126 families. That's going to be first phase. And at the end of the at the end of the year, next year, it's going to be around 400.
Man, that's awesome. That's really awesome. Hell yeah.